بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. On behalf of Understand Quran Academy Hyderabad, I would like to welcome you to 25th session in which we will study some more prayers. We start with Hadith. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the believer who recites the Quran is like a citron whose fragrance is sweet and whose taste is delicious. A believer who does not recite the Quran is like a date fruit which has no fragrance but has a sweet taste. The hypocrite who recites the Quran is like a colocynth whose fragrance is so sweet but its taste is bitter. The hypocrite who does not recite the Quran is like basil who has no fragrance and its taste is bitter. The hadith tells us that believer who recites the Quran and acts upon him is very, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him high rank. He is good in taste as well as in smell. That means he's overall, he's mashallah good. So we should try to recite the Quran as much as possible. Okay. We come to spoken Arabic. In the last class we learned ma shufnaka min zaman. Ma shufnaka. We have not seen you. Ma is not. Shufna, we saw. Ka, you. Ma shufnak, we didn't see you. Min zaman. For a long time. From a long time or for a long time. We have not seen you for a long time. Aina ant. Today, we will learn aina ant. Aina is where. Okay. Aina is where. Aina anta, where are you? And aina, the slang is when. Okay? When ant. Where are you? Or in brief, venak. Where are you? Venak. But aina ant or when ant, where are you? Ma shufnaka min zaman. Where are aish hada ya akhi? The whole, you remember the sequence. We are coming, you know, it is all following in sequence. That's about grammar. So what is aina? Where? Anta, you. Wainak or where are you? Now we come to grammar. In the last class we practiced da'a, hada and khashiya, which is the special case where weak letters have come at the end. Okay? But again, to put this in perspective, and today will be the last that we'll be covering, we started with fa'ala. And then we said there are six special cases or six abwab of fa'ala, out of which four are important. Fataha, nasara, daraba and sami'a. And how we said out of those 19 forms, we need only six. Like fataha, yaftahu, iftah, fatih, maftuh, fat. Okay. Nasara. Yansuru, unsur, nasir, mansur, nasr. Daraba, yadribu, idrib, darib, madrub, darb. Sami'a, yasma'u, isma', sami', masmu', sami'. So only difference is in a'u. And why these differences? It is easy for Arabs to say it, and it is also, you know, for us also to easy. It's easier to say yansuru than yansaru, and so on. Now, we started with special cases, and the first special case was where two of the three letters were repeated, like dalla, yadillu, dilla, dal, dash, dalala. And the other case, there were three other cases where the weak letters have come in the beginning, or the middle, or at the end. The beginning case was wajada, yajidu, jid, wajid, mawjud, wujud. In the middle was qala, yaqulu, qul, qail, maqul, qawl. In the end, da'a, yad'u, ud'u, da'in, mad'u, du'a. But because we did this in the last class, let us practice it. And remember, what are the weak letters? Waw, ya, alif. And when they occur in these verb, when they occupy any of these three places, fa'ala, they keep changing among themselves or they run away, all of them. They are weak, they share the load, or they run away. That's why they are called weak letters. Or حروف العلة. But the point is, okay, let us practice da'a. Da'a, da'aw. Da'awta, da'awtum. Da'awtu, da'awna. Yad'u, yad'una. Tad'u, tad'una. Ad'u, nad'u. Ud'u, ud'u. La tad'u, la tad'u. Da'in, mad'u. Du'a. Okay, that was about du'a. And hada, du'a means he prayed, called. Hada, hadaw. Hadaita, hadaitum. Hadaitu, hadaina. Yahdi, yahduna. Tahdi, tahduna. Ahdi, nahdi. Ihdi, ihdu. La tahdi, la tahdu. Hadin, mahdi. Hidaya, huda. Yeah, there are two master, okay? And khashiya means he feared, he was afraid. Khashiya, khashu. Khashita, khashitum. Khashitu, khashina. Yakhsha, yakhshawna. Takhsha, takhshawna. Akhsha, nakhsha. Ikhshi. اخشوا لا تخشى لا تخشوا خاشن داش خشية okay can you translate هذا هذا he guided هذا هدو هديتا هديتم هديتو I guided هدينا we guided يهدي he guides يهدونا they guide تهدي you guide Tahduna, Ahdi, I guide. Nahdi, Idi, guide. Ihdu, La Tahdi, La Tahdu, you all don't guide. Hadin, the one who guides. Mahdi, the one who is guided. Hidayah, you know that's where the name Mahdi comes. Mahdi, Mahdi alayhi salam. Okay. By the way, just to recap, huwa fataha hiya, fatahat, wa she opens, hiya taftahu, huwa nasara hiya, nasarat, wa hiya tansuru, huwa daraba hiya, darabat, tadribu, huwa sami'a hiya, sami'at, she listens, tasma'u, huwa dalla, he got lost, he went astray, hiya dallat, hiya tadillu. وهو وجد هي وجدت تجد قال قالت تقول تقول هي تقول and دعا هي دعا sorry هو دعا هي دعت وهي she calls تدعو أنت تدعو هي تدعو okay don't miss that today we will learn the last case الحمد لله which is أمر Okay, where one of the three letters have Hamza in it. Hamza. Hamza means any alif with Fatha, Kasra, or Dhamma, or Zabar, Zahir, Pesh, or Sukun, whatever. Whenever a Haraka comes, it becomes Hamza. Without Haraka, it is alif. Like in Qala, you don't have anything on alif. And if there is nothing on alif, it is alif. If there is something on alif, it becomes Hamza. That's the standard definition. Okay? So, Amara. Amara is Alif with Fatha. In Arabic literature, you know, Hamza is, in our Quran, in our Mus'haf, we don't have anything. Alif with Hamza, Fatha or Zabar is there. But in Arab world, wherever it is Hamza, Alif with small Hamza is there. In our, you know, in Urdu or in our understanding, Hamza means only with that head of Ayn. But Alif with Hamza is denoted in Arab world as alif with a small top at the top with no hamza. Anyway, amara. Amara means he ordered. He ordered. Amara, amaru. Amarta, amartum. Amartu, amarna. Ya'muru, ya'muruna. Ta'muru, ta'muruna. Amuru, na'muru. whenever there are two hamza or mixed, like a'muru, a rule is just join them. A'muru. Instead of a'muru, it is a'muru, na'muru. Mur, muru. So here, see, the hamza has behaved like a weak letter. Instead of u'mur, hamza has gone. Mur, muru. لا تأمر لا تأمر آمر مأمور أمر أمر أمروا أمرت أمرتم أمرت أمرنا يأمر يأمرنا تأمر تأمرنا آمر نأمر مر مروا لا تأمر لا تأمر آمر مأمور أمر Can you translate أمره He ordered. Amaru?
They ordered.
Amarta?
You ordered.
Ta'muru?
They ordered. You ordered.
You ordered. Okay. Ya'muru?
They ordered.
Have single, you know, the sign is still there. Ya'muru, he orders. Okay. Na'muru?
We order.
Mur? Order. Muru? You all order. La ta'mur? Don't order. La ta'muru? Ma'mur? The one who is ordered. Okay, Amir, the one who orders. And Ma'mur, the one who is ordered. Amr, to order. Okay, I can do this juggling also. Okay, instead of going standard way. Anyways, that's okay. Huwa Amara. Hiya Amarat. She ordered. And she orders. Hiya Ta'amuru. Anta Ta'amuru. Hiya Ta'amuru. I think this one should be very clear to you. Now we come to the revision of last class. In the last class we learned a couple of prayers, like the one while we come out of the bathroom. Ghufran. There's another word, huh? Ra'a. Okay. Ra'a means he saw. Ra'aita, have you seen? Alam tara, have you seen? Okay. So Ra'a, Ra'au. Ra'aita, Ra'aitum. Ra'aitu, Ra'aina. Yara, Yarauna. Tara, Tarauna. So here it has come, Alam Tara. Okay, you see. Tara, Tarauna. Sorry, Tara, Tarauna. Ara, Nara. Ra, Rau. Okay. And La Tara, La Tarau. Ra'in mar'i ra'yun.
Ra'in mar'i ra'yun.
Okay. Okay, again. Ra'a ra'au.
Ra'a ra'au.
Ra'aita ra'aitum.
Ra'aita ra'aitum.
Ra'aitu ra'ayna.
Ra'aitu ra'ayna.
Yara yarauna.
Yara yarauna.
Tara tarauna.
Tara tarauna.
Ara nara.
Ara nara.
Ra' ra'u.
لا
ترى لا تروا
راء
مرئي رأي okay we come to and هو رأى هي رأت وهي she sees ترى هي ترى coming to the revision of last class we have covered a couple of prayers so we start with غفرانك 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 Your forgiveness. I ask is understood. Ghufranaka, your forgiveness. I ask Allah, O Allah, your forgiveness. Another prayer is, while coming out of bathroom, is Alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. Alhamdu, all praise. Lillahi and thanks. Lillahi be to Allah. Alladhi, the one who adhaba, removed. Anni, from me. Al-adha, The suffering. Wa'afani and kept me in health and protected me. Thanks and praise be to Allah, the one who removed from me the suffering and protected me. In fact, if you remember the context, you will remember also many meanings. Because when you get out of the bathroom, you will have to say something about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removing the suffering and protecting you. So that's another prop to help you remember the meanings. Okay, at the time of donning a new garment or wearing, Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwa. Alhamdu, praise and thanksgiving, all praise, lillahi, be to Allah for Allah, alladhi, the one who kasa, clothed, ni, me, he clothed me, hadha, this, wa, razaqa, provided, ni, me, he, this, or it, okay, and provided me with it, min ghairi, without, hawlin, strength, minni, from me, wala quwa, and not any power. Thanks and praise be to Allah, all praise and thanks be to Allah, the one who clothed me this and provided me with it without any strength from me or power. At the beginning of meal, Bismillah, in the name of Allah. And if one forgets to say it in the beginning, in the middle you can say whenever you remember, Bismillah fi awwalihi wa akhirihi. Bismillah, in the name of Allah, fi awwalihi, in its beginning or at its beginning, wa akhirihi, and its end. And at the end of the meal, and of meal, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana min al-muslimin. Okay? Alhamdulillah, all praise and thanksgiving be to Allah, alladhi, the one who at'ama, he fed na, as, wa, and saqa, he gave to drink. Na az. Saqana, he gave us to drink. Wa and ja'ala, he made na az. Ja'alana, he made us. Min al muslimin, from among Muslims. And what is ja'alna? We made. Ja'alna is we made. Ja'ala na, he made us. So don't ever forget that fatha and lam. Okay, don't say ja'alna min al muslimin. No. Ja'alana. Ja'alana min al muslimin. Alright, today, okay, one more prayer while getting out of the house. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an adilla aw udalla, aw azilla aw uzalla, aw adlim, aw udlam, aw ajhala, aw yujhala alayya. Bismillah, in the name of Allah, tawakkaltu, I trusted, ala Allah, in Allah, it is on, but in English you will say in. Okay, and we always told you, we have been telling you that prepositions with verb are translated according to the verb in the new language. La hawla wa la quwwata. No strength and no power. No strength, no power. No strength, no power. Illa billah, except with Allah. Allahumma, inni, indeed I, a'udhu, I seek refuge. I want you to repeat that I, okay? A'udhu, I seek refuge, bika, in you, an, that, adilla, I go astray, aw, or udalla, I made to go astray, okay, aw azilla, aw, or I slipped, azilla is slip, or aw uzalla, or I am made to slip. أو أظلم or I do wrong أو أظلم or I am wronged by somebody else أو أجهل or I act foolishly I do جهالة I become جاهل you know أو يجهل علي or someone acts foolishly on me against me okay so that's a very good prayer and very nice and it gives protection. Now we come to two more prayers when entering house or supplications when entering house. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayral mawliji wa khayral makhraji bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna wa ala Allahi rabbana tawakkalna. Allahumma inni dai as'alu I beg you, I ask you ka I ask you khayra the good al-mawlij the entrance the good of my entrance mawlij is entrance wa khayr al-makhraj and the good of my going out makhraj is going out oh Allah indeed I beg of you I ask you the good of my entrance and the good of my going out next
Allahumma inni as'aluka khayr al-mawlij وخير المخ
مخرجي
مخرجي اللهم او الله اني اني لاي اسالوك بيغ اوف يو خير ذا جود المورجي اوف ماي انترنس و ان خير ذا جود
مخرجي
المخرجي اوف ماي
جوينج
اوت او الله indeed I beg of you the good of my entrance and the good of my going out.
I have one really sincere advice. All these prayers that you have seen, you know, if you have opportunity, just copy and paste it at the places, like near your bed for sleeping and getting up, near your door for going, with word for word meanings, okay? With word for word meanings. Near your door for going out, and so on. Near your dinner, kitchen table, or dining table, and so on. بسم الله ولجنا وبسم الله خرجنا وعلى الله ربنا توكلنا بسم الله in the name of Allah ولجنا we entered ولجنا we entered وبسم الله خرجنا and in the name of Allah we came out in the name of Allah we entered and in the name of Allah we came out وعلى الله ربنا توكلنا وعلى الله and on Allah ربنا our Lord توكلنا we trust actually it should be in Allah we our Lord we trust okay Okay. See, all these prayers give beautiful, you know, the this is a miracle and the excellent work that Prophet ﷺ did. That he has not only corrected, there are two dimensions of his work. Not only corrected the relationship between man and Allah, that is pure from, he purified it from shirk, but maintained that relationship continuously through all these prayers. Okay, while going out for mosque. اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا وفي بصري نورا ومن فوقي نورا ومن تحتي نورا وعن يميني نورا وعن شمالي نورا ومن امامي نورا ومن خلفي نورا واجعل في نفسي نورا. It's a wonderful prayer. It's asking, O Allah, keep light in my heart, in my tongue, in my hearing, in my sight, from above, from below, from right, from left, from front and back, and fi nafsi. And it goes on. That is, I want guidance, light of guidance, nur of guidance from all directions. I don't want shaitan or misguidance to attack or come to me from any direction. This prayer will be practiced with actions, TPI, okay, total physical interaction. So you will be easily memorizing the meanings as well as the prayer. So, okay, Allahumma, O Allah, ij'al, make or place, okay? Ij'al, make or place, there is no need. Fi qalbi, in my heart, okay? Qalbi is heart. Fi qalbi, in my heart, nura, light. Wa fi lisani, and in my tongue, show it, okay? Use your hand to show. Wa fi lisani, and in my tongue, nura. Wa fi sam'i, and in my hearing, nura. وَفِي بَصَرِي, and in my sight, nura. وَمِن فَوْقِي, and from above, nura. وَمِن تَحْتِي, and from below, nura. وَعَن يَمِينِي, and on my right. You see, from, but on. On my right, but in Arabic it is عَن يَمِينِي, nura. وَعَن شِمَالِي, and on my left, nura. وَمِن أَمَامِي, and in my front or from my front, nura. Wa min khalfi, and my from my back, behind, nura. Waj'al, and place, fi nafsi, in my soul, nura. You know the translations. Now we will do this prayer 5 times, just practice with showing where what we mean. And remember, the level goes slowly up. Qalb, then next comes lisan, and next comes ear. Ear is little bit below the eye. Ear and eye, then above, below, right, left, front, back, and fi nafs. Okay. Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura. Wa fi lisani nura. Lisan is tongue. Okay, plural is al-sina. Wa fi sam'i nura. Wa fi basari nura. Wa min fawqi nura. Wa min tahti nura. Wa an yamini nura. Wa an shimali nura. Wa min amami nura. Wa min khalfi nura. Wa ja'al fi nafsi nura. You know all the six directions now. Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura. وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا وفي بصري نورا ومن فوقي نورا ومن تحتي نورا وعن يميني نورا وعن شمالي نورا ومن أمامي نورا ومن خلفي نورا واجعل في نفسي نورا اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا وفي بصري نورا ومن فوقي نورا ومن تحتي نورا وعن يميني نورا وعن شمالي نورا ومن أمامي نورا ومن خلفي نورا واجعل في نفسي نورا. Okay, so keep repeating it as much as possible. I think we are exhausting in time, otherwise we would have repeated it. Okay, we'll repeat once more, we have little bit. اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا وفي بصري نورا ومن فوقي نورا ومن تحتي نورا وعن يميني نورا وعن شمالي نورا ومن أمامي نورا ومن خلفي نورا واجعل في نفسي نورا. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to really bless us with the guide, nur of guidance, the light of guidance, and also give us tawfiq to understand and practice Quran. And please remember homeworks and always, always, always carry the vocabulary sheet, which is 20% to your contribution to your learning. If you come to the class, it is like 60%. If you carry vocabulary sheet and see it many, many times, at least 3-4 times, before or after salah, 5 times, it will be an excellent support for you. You will find this course extremely easy. Otherwise, you will find difficulty remembering the new words. By the way, the new words are mawlij, makhraj. Makhraj is walajna, as from same mawlij. And qalb, lisan, sam'a, basar, fawq, taht. I mean shimal, amam, khalf. Subhanallah, wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.